This is the Paul McGuire Report. On Paul McGuire. On today's program, we're going to continue to update you on what is really happening with the coronavirus epidemic and how it relates to the global economy and 5G technology. There is so much information that is important for you to be able to access. There's so much important information that's being censored from you by the mainstream media. You know, I don't know how else to put it, but the mainstream media, including big tech, is not your friend. They make their living pretending to be your friend, kind of like a virtual parasite. Imagine for a moment a parasite that fixes itself to your biological system, and you don't know it's there, but it sucks the life out of you slowly. Sometimes parasites can kill in a relatively short period of time. Sometimes parasites, it takes a long time to kill what is called the host. Did you know that you are the host, or you can be the host to an invisible parasite, like a psychic parasite? And this parasite sucks the life out of you and eventually paralyzes you and prepares you to be extinct. Now, I know that's somewhat harsh and it was deliberately metaphorical, but I wanted to communicate to you in such a way that you would think about this. You know it instinctively. I mean, you know it in your gut. I'm just reaffirming to you what you already know. Now, the reason I'm saying this is for many, many, many reasons. First of all, you're not getting the truth and information you need from mainstream media. It's being blocked from you. There's no discussion of all the extremely important related factors or the connections between the coronavirus and other factors that you should know. I mean, it's newsworthy on every level, yet it's blanked out. So when it's blanked out, you say, wow, why are they hiding this and that and this and that? We're in a very, very dangerous time. Very dangerous time. I've been researching this kind of material for 40 years and warning about things like biological plagues, etc. And now here we are, arriving at the time where this is perhaps the most devastating attack on our nation that we've ever seen, and perhaps the world. And yet, there are so many dichotomies. There are so many things happening that should not be happening. Just to recap, the supermarkets and the pharmacies, just those two institutions, we hear over and over again how certain people in the population are at high risk of becoming infected, possibly dying, etc., from the coronavirus. They classify those that are at high risk as being anyone that's 67 years old and above, just arbitrarily. So does that mean at 66 or 65 or 64, you're safe? And then they talk about people with underlying conditions. They're very vague about what those underlying conditions are. Those underlying conditions can be all kinds of disorders, diseases that people may have that don't kill them, but stop empowering them. I'm talking about autoimmune diseases specifically. Because autoimmune diseases, there are really quite a few autoimmune diseases. I explain all this in my book, The Greatest Battle for the Hearts and Minds of Mankind in the History of the World. And the fact that autoimmune diseases, as I explain in the book, largely come from man-made biological weaponry manufactured in a laboratory somewhere, like Lyme disease, like so many of the diseases that are like Crohn's disease and chronic fatigue syndrome, rheumatoid arthritis, fibromyalgia. I mean, you could go on. And then a whole host of psychiatric diseases that are directly linked to the biological warfare diseases. I'm not saying everybody who has a psychiatric illness, if I don't, you know, I don't even like the term, but I'm not saying that everybody who has that necessarily has it because it's caused by that. But there's a very large number. And you say, well, how do you know that? Again, I don't claim to be a doctor. I'm not giving medical advice, and nothing that I talk about should be construed as medical advice. You need to consult a professional medical doctor who's an expert or highly knowledgeable in the field that you seek treatment of. So, what's going on with this coronavirus? So you have the most, according to the quote experts, the people who are the most susceptible, the most vulnerable to catching coronavirus, they say 67 years old and above, or people who have underlying conditions, and there's a whole bunch of underlying conditions. So when you walk into a supermarket, what do you see? You see, sometimes you see a pharmacy in the supermarket, and there's a long line of people, and they're not necessarily abiding by the 6-foot social distancing rule, and they don't have the N95 masks on them. And so you jam a whole bunch of people. And the first question you have to ask is, why is a medical system, a drug system, a food delivery system, which we were told was ready for just about anything for the last 10 years? We were prepared because we learned our lesson after 9-1-1. Remember all that talk? Okay, so you have the most vulnerable people classified by age and other things, and you jam them in a pharmacy or a pharmacy waiting area where most people who go to the pharmacy are either sick, filling a prescription from the doctor because they are sick, or have some ongoing condition. In any case, you probably have a very, very high percentage of the people in the pharmacy area, seeing a pharmacist, picking up medication or whatever, who shouldn't be there because they have a compromised immune system. In other words, their immune system is weaker than the average person. So why are you jamming them all together in close physical proximity where there's germs everywhere? You don't have the proper disinfectants available for anybody. Signing, exchanging credit cards, paperwork, all the rest of that stuff. People have their hands touching germs, touching counters, breathing on each other. You hear people coughing. You have a little incubator there. You've created a little safe space for the coronavirus theoretically, potentially to spread. Why? It's the exact opposite. It makes no rational or logical sense to do that. If you're telling the public they need to do social distancing a minimum of 6 feet away. And that would assume you're not in a cloistered environment where germs can circulate. And you talk about how you need to stay indoors and be quarantined. Think about this from a logical, rational, non-mind-controlled point of view. I mean, this really is a no-brainer. It should be obvious to everybody. If your brain has the capacity to think, it should be screamingly obvious to every single person that if you're telling everybody that they need to stay in their houses, okay, or condos or apartments or whatever, stay indoors, stay out of circulation with other people, which, by the way, is an excellent idea. But then the way you organize the pharmaceutical system, the food delivery system, you force people with the most compromised immune systems. They have to go out the most often because the entire pharmacy system is basically built around, not in all cases, but in many cases, it's built around approximately a 30-day supply so they can control everything. So you got a 30-day supply of whatever medication you're taking, which means people have to come back every 30 days, assuming they're just getting one medication. If they're getting multiple medications, they're going back all the time. If people try to do the smart thing, which is get more than a 30-day supply so they don't have to go out of their home environment all the time, the insurance company won't pay for that. The insurance company, in the middle of a coronavirus, the insurance company that you're paying into, the medical insurance company that you are paying into, is forcing you to go into a dangerous environment every 30 days. Who's concerned about your health? Are you telling me that the people who run these insurance companies don't have doctors and medical consultants? Are you telling me that they, look, I read 10, after 911, there was, and for years afterwards, I read so much material because I write Bible prophecy books where contagion and pandemics, unfortunately, have to deal with that subject. So I read so many government reports, so many think tanks, so many private studies, and they have analyzed this, whether it's an electromagnetic pulse weapon attack. I go into great detail about this in my new book, The Greatest Battle for the Hearts and Minds of Mankind in the History of the World. The timing in an EMP attack. But you could switch EMP for coronavirus or any other kind of catastrophic event. And you see the government research studies and the think tank studies going back years ago. Even the one I talk about in the EMP attack in my book, they're aware of this. They plan for the supermarkets being empty at a certain point, the pharmacies being out of medication at a certain point. They have this down to a science. And you telling me that the people who run these insurance companies that control your medication and access to medicine don't know that it's dangerous to take your most vulnerable part of the population and keep forcing them into a store or pharmacy, because these pharmacies are basically incredibly understaffed to make them more profitable. So you have long lines, you have confusion. And so the people who are most vulnerable to getting sick to the coronavirus are being forced to go into the pharmacy on a regular basis. Because, yeah, you say, well, there's home delivery. There's home delivery if there happens to be home delivery available for you. But most Americans don't have access to that yet. And yet the insurance companies, the crisis has been going on for a while. They want you, somebody wants you in that pharmacy area with a high risk of infection. There's no way you can say that they don't. Otherwise, it wouldn't be that way. Now, let's go to the food supply. Most people need to go to the supermarket, whatever you want to call it, on a regular basis. Many of the same people who are at the highest risk for catching the coronavirus not only are forced to go into the pharmacy, they're forced to spend time in the supermarket where there's people all over the place who may not show any signs of infection, but are carrying the coronavirus. It's almost like euthanasia. It's almost like euthanasia. One could say, I'm not concluding this, I'm simply saying it as a passing thought, an intense thought. One thinks of euthanasia. What does euthanasia do? Hitler, 1920s, got the whole euthanasia eugenic science from the Rockefeller Laboratories in Cold Spring, New York. The science of eugenics is selective breeding. You multiply the races and people that you think have the strongest DNA to create your hypothetical master race, and you sterilize and you abort and you get rid of what you consider the weaker races or the weaker people. It's all about Charles Darwin. If you believe in Charles Darwin and evolution, this is the logical, rational extension. This is what the fruit of the philosophy, not the science, because it's not scientific. It's just as much a religion as Hinduism. It's based on pure fantasy. This Huxleyan idea, not Huxley. Yeah, well, Huxley's grandfather was Darwin's bulldog. He was the cheerleader for Darwin. But the natural logical consequence of evolution, which says the fittest survive, is things like eugenics. So what did Hitler do? He took all what he considered the weakest, most inferior people, and he annihilated them in the Holocaust. That meant the elderly, the sick, the infirmed. So if you want to get rid of part of the population that you consider to be expendable, which would be elderly, people with compromised immune systems, et cetera, et cetera, this is how you get rid of them. And then you have to ask yourself the sociological question, which no one asks. What is it about people 67 years old and older that would make them a target by somebody? People in that age group, generally speaking, have the highest knowledge of what and the highest memory of what a free America, the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, worshiping God, the Ten Commandments. They have all that knowledge in their head because of their age and the generation they were born in. They are not fully programmed because they grew up in a different psychological environment. They grew up in a different America. Something to think about. Am I correct? I don't know if I'm correct. I hope I'm not. I really hope I'm not. But I can't help but think about it. And then you tie it into Bible prophecy. But before we get there, we have to understand something. It is the will of God for you to survive and overcome this. If you're entertaining any other thought besides that, then you better get rid of that nonsense out of your head. If you're blabbering about, oh, my time has come, and when the Lord wants me to take me home, he'll take me home. There's only one problem with you saying that. That's not really a biblically correct statement. It's true. God is God, and he can take you home when he wants to take you home. But don't abuse the Word of God by coming up with these misinterpretations of the Word of God. Like, well, you know, when God wants to take me home, he'll take me home. If you have a diabetic condition and you're eating ice cream every night for dinner and lunch and breakfast, you're going to go home probably a decade or two before your time. Okay? So if you're shoving ice cream down your mouth three times a day and you go home early, it wasn't because God wanted to take you home early. It's because you decided to disobey laws of nutrition. Same thing if you're going to be smoking cigarettes. I mean, you're opening a door. You're opening a door. So, the question is, your goal is to survive and to overcome. Beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest be in health and prosper, even as thy soul prospers. So the Word of God says to you directly, beloved. He's talking to his people. That's why he's saying beloved. God refers to the bride of Christ, the supernatural body of Christ, as his beloved. Beloved. Beloved, I wish above all things that you might be in health, not sickness, that you might be in health, even as yours, and prosper, even as your soul prospers. So here, it's right here where we should realize by the power of the Holy Spirit and the Word of God that we are involved in a spiritual battle of the highest magnitude. There is an all-out war against your health and your mortality to remove you. There's a war against your health because it's God's will that you be in health. So let's ask the questions that will never be asked in the mainstream media because they're not the agents of truth. They're the agents of disinformation, even the conservative one. It's an agent of disinformation or propaganda or mind control, or whatever you want to call it. It's not your friend. Just pretending to be your friend. And same with the big tech social media is not your friend. Just pretending to be your friend. So in this war for health and the freedom in America, all which is being threatened, there are many things that make no sense, like this absolute forcing of the most vulnerable to be jammed together and receive all kinds of infections and illnesses in pharmacies which have no adequate germ bacteria controls. I mean, it would be a comedy if it wasn't so sad. And then you have the muscle of an insurance company locking down your access to medications, forcing you to repetitively go into a hostile, infectious environment on a regular basis. And don't think they didn't think about it. Don't think they're not aware of that. So why are they continuing it? Why are they continuing it? I mean, it's almost a demonic scheme where you're keeping America safe from the coronavirus, which we fully support. But the people that are the most vulnerable are the ones who are going to the pharmacy the most often, and you force them to go on repeated trips where they can be exposed to every infection while their immune systems are already compromised. And it's almost like planned to infect. Now, I'm not saying somebody sat there with a pencil and a paper and sketched it all out, but it's insanity at the highest level. The same with the way you get food. People's clammy hands on all the products, people sneezing all over the place. Many of the people, probably, this is not a scientific poll. This is a random poll by me visiting different supermarkets and stuff. And the key thing here is I had the privilege of talking to somebody who receives very high up knowledge about this stuff. And some of this stuff hasn't been released yet to the general public. It's not that it's secret, it just hasn't been released yet because you see you got a mainstream media structure that's not in a hurry to give you the truth, or it would have been released the first day it came out. But some of the things that I learned, which I don't hear discussed in the media, I hope it changes, from this very high-level source who talked to me about the fact that the younger people, and I don't know what they, you know, younger people, let's just say arbitrarily, that's like people that are 35 years old and below. I don't know if that's precisely what was meant by younger people, but it was something like that. They are potentially very dangerous. I'm not demonizing them, but they're potentially very dangerous because they can be carriers. They can be aggressive carriers of the coronavirus and transmit it to the more vulnerable people, transmit it to the general population, because even though they themselves, because of their youth, have a very, very high percentage of quasi-immunity from the coronavirus, that doesn't mean they themselves can be like not able to really catch the coronavirus, and yet at the same time they can carry it and transmit it and not necessarily show symptoms of it. So they can become very powerful carriers of the coronavirus, and this is what isn't being discussed, because all those people in that age range have no idea that they're transmitting or can be carrying the coronavirus. So you walk around a supermarket, or supermarkets, as I did, and Walmarts, as I did, not a smart thing to do, by the way, and you see the vast majority of people in a certain age category, and they don't have any mask, no scarves around them, no, to block their inhaling and exhaling. They're not wearing gloves, and the reason they're not wearing masks of any kind or scarves of any kind or gloves is because they've been told they're basically immune from the coronavirus. Which is true to a large degree. So, but then you have in the same store people who are, 67 years old and above, and the most vulnerable. They're shopping too. And they're touching the food, and they're breathing in the air. The people who are the most vulnerable, they don't have the N95 masks. Some of them have masks, but they're not the adequate masks, or they're using scarves, or they have nothing because there's nothing that's been effective that's really been distributed. So the healthy younger people are breathing and exhaling and transmitting the virus to the vulnerable without even knowing it. And so that's how the contagion is spreading. And you think that the very top medical people don't know this? Come on, man. It really doesn't take a rocket scientist to figure this out. So what's going on? I mean, really, for crying out loud, what is going on? And then you have these. I'll just stop it right there. So we have to survive in the middle of this. There are nutrients that can strongly build up your immune system and vitamins, herbs, and stuff that are known to strengthen the immune system. Why isn't the media teaching the masses about this? They're not. They're telling nothing can stop it, except actually getting it and surviving it, or they're drooling. There's one particular man who's very, 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 very wealthy. He's just drooling. Saw an interview with him, laughing, grinning. He's just drooling to distribute mass distribution of a vaccination. He's just drooling to do it. Why do you think he's drooling to do it? Well, if you watch interviews with this particularly very, very wealthy man, go back a year or two or three, see what his passion is. Passion is vaccination. But why is it vaccination important to him? Well, when you also happen to firmly believe in the philosophy that was created by a backslidden British clergyman in the 1800s, Malthus wrote a treatise about how excessive population growth or population growth was the greatest threat to mankind above everything else. And so all the scientists, the British intellectuals, etc., the power of the financial might of the British intellectuals and the globalists, they are on a hell-bent crusade to reduce the population. And they want to bring it down from like 7 billion to 500 million as fast as they can. So you have people who are in the vaccination game who are true believers in Malthusian philosophy. So they're on a crusade to reduce the Earth's population by whatever means necessary. Remember, it's by whatever means necessary. And if you don't believe that, it's because you're uneducated. And if you're uneducated, it's your fault. I'm sorry to be so harsh, but it's true. So you have the British philosophers like Bertrand Russell, who openly writes in the 1950s and the 1960s about how we need to create biological plagues and release them on humanity, targeted parts of humanity. And the whole thing is to wipe out excessive population. I mean, many of these guys who plan this out were highly educated British intellectuals. In my book, Mass Awakening, I just want to read you something. Bertrand Russell called for universal birth control. Regular wars and mass starvation are the elite's way to bring about this one world order. The most chilling thing of all is how the science of eugenics and selective breeding is to take a central role in the world government and scientific dictatorship. Lord Bertrand Russell elaborated, quote, "Gradually, by selective breeding, the congenital differences between rulers and ruled will increase until they become almost different species. A revolt of the plebes would become unthinkable as an organized insurrection of sheep against the practice of eating mutton." He was being very sarcastic there. But what he was saying is that through selective breeding, we can deliberately breed the masses to be stupid and the rulers or the elite to be more intelligent. And what he was saying in this is that we can so selectively breed the human population that a revolt by the masses, or what he called plebes, which would be the same thing as deplorables, would be unthinkable because they genetically have been bred to be dumb. And then he talks about the use of biological plagues and nuclear warfare to reduce the population. I mean, we're talking about evil. He was also a militant atheist. He hated Christianity. And he wrote books, Why I'm Not a Christian. He was at war with Christianity. So this is what we're dealing with. This is what we're dealing with. You're listening to the Paul McGuire Report. This is Paul McGuire. Visit paulmcguire.us. Be sure to spread this message far and wide to do an end run around censorship. Visit paulmcguire.us. We'll be back in just a moment. This is the Paul McGuire Report. By the way, the censorship on the internet continues to increase. And the only way that programs like this can circulate is through your willingness to send links of these programs to people or groups that will be receptive to the message. So your help in this would be greatly appreciated. When you go to paulmcguire.us, it lists all our social media platforms. You should know those social media platforms because they're going to be changing, not just for this outreach, but for others. There you can find our Roku channel, where you can get hundreds of hours of intensive Bible prophecy teaching, Bible teaching that I've done at Paradise Mountain Church over the years, at the Paradise Mountain Church meetings. And watch conferences and things like that. So that's at the Roku channel. And the Roku channel address is at paulmcguire.us. So spread this far and wide. Make sure you sign up or link up or connect to our social media, all of it. Because when changes happen, and they're going to, not just for us, but for many other people, you need to be able to move when things move. In my hand, I have a copy of The Greatest Battle for the Hearts and Minds of Mankind in the History of the World. As I've said before, I really seek the Lord and pray and look for the guidance of the Holy Spirit when I write a book. And in this book, I write a great deal about diseases, specifically what are called certain kinds of diseases. And I talk a lot about 5G. And you need to have the information that's in the book, because many of the things that I've written about pertain to the particular crisis we're in. Speaking of which, one of the topics I deal with in this book and in the book Conquering the Matrix, as well as Mass Awakening and A Prophecy of the Future of America, both Volume 1 and Volume 2. I talk about biological warfare, and here in The Greatest Battle, I talk about the rise of autoimmune and man-made diseases. And the subtitle is Overpopulation is an Artificial Reality Programmed into Your Mind. Now, what I'm saying there, which is probably obvious to most of you, is that the rise of autoimmune diseases is coming from the philosophy that we have to reduce the population. Thus, overpopulation, I write, is an artificial reality programmed into your mind. And I'll just read you what I wrote in the book. The global elite have been implementing the manufacturing of diseases for the purpose of mass population reduction. Below is a quote from Prince Philip, a key member of the Bilderberg Group, regarding population reduction. This is Prince Philip's words. In the event that I am reincarnated, I would like to return as a deadly virus in order to contribute something to solve overpopulation. Sounds like a very nice man. And that was from Prince Philip. Which is the opposite, by the way, of what God said in the book of Genesis, where he said, be fruitful and multiply. Now, I want to read you something else from my book, The Greatest Battle. I want to read you this, okay, with your permission. Quote, a National Security Memo, 2000, dated April 24th, 1974, entitled Implications of Worldwide Population Growth for U.S. Security and Overseas Interests. And then I quote Dr. Henry Kissinger. Quote from Kissinger. Depopulation should be the highest priority of U.S. foreign policy towards the third world. He quoted reasons for national security and because the U.S. economy will require large and increasing amounts of minerals from abroad, especially from less developed countries. Whatever a lessening of population can increase the prospects of such stability, population policy becomes relevant to resources, supplies, and to the economic interest of the U.S. So then I continue to write about how we've had this militant depopulation agenda. Here's another title from a chapter in my book, The Greatest Battle. Nazi scientists, Lyme disease, chronic fatigue syndrome, fibromyalgia, and autoimmune disease. Now, admittedly, that's a mouthful, but I back it up. I back it up with quotes and facts. Here's another chapter. The connections between Lyme disease, weaponized ticks, Plum Island, mycoplasma, and autoimmune disease. And what's interesting is that, as I write in my book, there's a common bacteria in all these autoimmune disease. And I can't pronounce the bacteria. It's called Borreola bergdorferi. It's a bad translation, but that's the actual name of the bacteria, which often masquerades as a virus. Here's another chapter, Bioweapons and Nazi Paperclip Scientist, Dr. Eric Traub. So the thing is, there's a secret behind the rise of autoimmune diseases. Here's a subchapter from the book that I wrote that deals with this. The big secret behind the rise of autoimmune diseases. Now let me read you what I wrote. There are millions of Americans suffering from a wide range of autoimmune diseases and especially a high percentage of women. By the way, I think the percentage of women is something like 9 out of 10 people with an autoimmune disease are female, and 90% of the people who have autoimmune diseases are female. I mean, it's really the female is getting the brunt of this. Here's what I wrote. Quote, there are millions of Americans suffering from a wide range of autoimmune diseases, and especially a high percentage of women. I can certainly understand someone's reticence about not wanting to let people you know you are dealing with such a disease, especially in the light of being ridiculed and shamed, because that only adds to the problem. There are a number of factors that some medical researchers and doctors believe are creating this rise in autoimmune diseases. Things like GMO, genetically modified food organisms, in which the vast majority of our fruits, vegetables, grains, dairy products, meat, and fish have been contaminated because cows, animals, and fish eat GMO substances. Fish from the ocean are ingesting many toxic chemicals. Chemical pollutants in things like shampoo, soap, laundry detergent, and other items contain toxic materials. I don't happen to have the exact data in front of me, but I had a number of people come up to me and tell me, and I haven't had time to check it out, that some of these chemical pollutants and things like shampoo, soap, laundry detergent, et cetera, household cleaners are the same chemicals that were used in Agent Orange. I don't know the reliability of that statement, but I thought it was very interesting. Back to my book, quote, most likely there is a significant percentage of people you know suffering from these diseases that have household names like chronic fatigue syndrome, Gulf War illness, Lyme disease, and fibromyalgia. People are afraid to open up about these things. Okay, now, here's another chapter. Chronic bacteria and viral infections caused by the Gulf War disease and not PSTD. Okay, so I go into this in great detail. Psychiatric diseases and autoimmune diseases. So there's a relationship. It doesn't mean that everybody has what is called a psychiatric disease or illness. So it doesn't mean that everybody got it from, some deadly chemical agent. But there is I don't know what the percentage is, but there is a significant percentage and crossover, according to different doctors. And then the need to strengthen your immune system. So I think my book also deals intensively with 5G and the dangers of 5G. Now think about this for a second. What I've heard is that the coronavirus operates at a particular frequency. And it's in the same frequency. The coronavirus operates in the same frequency that 5G does. Isn't that interesting? So the 5G rollout began to take off in a big way, roughly the same time that the coronavirus began to take off. Could there be some connection between the two? Could 5G activate or accelerate the coronavirus? I don't know. But there's something there. I've done enough research to recognize that there is some connection. How direct, I don't know, but there's something there. And because there are too many scientists and researchers coming forward with information about 5G and let's call it its potential relationship to the coronavirus. It's interesting that Scientific American, which is essentially a mainstream media publication, they had a very interesting article which on the Scientific American blog site, there's an article that is entitled, "We Have No Reason to Believe 5G is Safe." This was from October 2019. And it's a warning from scientists. This is not from so-called conspiracy theory people or fake news or whatever. This is from Scientific American. And the article warns, with many, many scientists agreeing, that there could be serious health risks due to 5G. So that's very interesting. Now, you will never hear that in the mainstream media. Most people don't read Scientific American. And so these warnings, let me read you from the Scientific American article. Yet the FCC, Federal Communications Commission, adopted these limits about exposure to microwave radiation. 5G is microwave radiation.
And it says, since the 1980s, the preponderance of peer-reviewed research, more than 500 studies from scientists, have found harmful biologic or health effects from exposure to RFR at intensities too low to cause significant heating. Now, that's just one form of EMF frequency. Citing this body of research, more than 240 scientists who have published peer-reviewed research on the biologic and health effects of non-ionizing electromagnetic fields, EMF, signed the International EMF Scientist Appeal. So you never heard about that, did you? Because the media doesn't want you to know, which calls for stronger exposure limits. So when you see these fancy ads by the big telecommunications companies selling you on 5G, one, they use these pink beams of light, and the other one, I mean, there's no mention. They're not warning you. They're not your friend. This is what these scientists, 240 scientists, warned about. Quote, numerous scientific publications have shown EMF affects living organisms at levels well below most international and national guidelines, which simply means, as you know, that EMF is dangerous at even lower levels than thought before. Not just the highest levels, it's dangerous at lower levels. And then they list, these scientists, this is what they say. Effects include increased cancer risk, cellular stress, increase in harmful free radicals. Okay, so remember, antioxidants destroy free radicals, but free radicals destroy your immune system. Genetic damage, structural and functional changes of the reproductive system, learning and memory deficits, neurological disorders, and negative impacts on general well-being in humans. Damage goes well beyond the human race, as there is growing evidence of harmful effects to both plant and animal life. This is a very serious warning. By the way, neurological disorders, if you just think about what I read, which was a quote from the scientists, that would describe many of the autoimmune disease symptoms, neurological disorders like pain, like cramping of muscles, like insomnia, like heart palpitations. I mean, it could go on and on and on. People may think they have Alzheimer's and dementia. What if it's negatively impacted or accelerated by exposure to EMF fields? Because they do attack, according to these scientists, your brain and your memory and your learning ability and memory deficits, according to the scientists. Yes, we know that the EMF fields in 5G, we have birds falling out of the sky for crying out loud. We have bees dying near 5G towers, just piles of dead bees. We have plants shriveled up. So these scientists are warning of the danger, especially cancer. So, I mean, this is Scientific American. This is not, you know, Area 51 website, all right? I'm looking at the statements from the scientists. So, and then they especially warn about 5G because it's so powerful. Okay, so this is what they write about 5G, just a little bit. 5G operates in millimeter waves, by the way. Millimeter waves are mostly absorbed within a few millimeters of human skin and in the surface layers of the cornea. Let me read that to you again. This is from the scientists in a Scientific American article. Remember, when it uses the word millimeter waves, it's talking about 5G. Quote, millimeter waves are mostly absorbed within a few millimeters of human skin and in the surface layers of the cornea. In the surface layers of the cornea. Coronavirus. Cornea. Coronavirus. Cornea. Millimeter waves absorbed in the surface layers of the cornea. Coronavirus. Cornea. Millimeter waves. I'm repeating it. You know why I'm repeating it? You know why I'm repeating it. I don't need to explain it to you. The research suggests that long-term exposure may pose health risks to the skin and the eyes. Coronavirus. Ocular melanoma. And testes. Sterility. So testes means testicles. You know that. Sterility. Now, isn't this interesting? Think out of the program box. You know, break that spirit of mind control off people, because they're under it, man. They're under a hypnotic spell, like it's a form of scientific witchcraft. You say, well, that sounds too far-fetched. I don't care what you think. You've done zero research. You stand and deliver. Before you make a statement, you back it up with research or just be quiet. I'm not picking on anybody listening, but I'm not going to back down because of somebody who has zero research under their belt and wants to blab. It isn't going to happen. Okay, so this is the thing. We know now that the coronavirus, when people get it, it does some very nasty things that you're not hearing about in the media, but it's a fact. And the coronavirus is attacking, yes, males. One of the attacks that the coronavirus does is it attacks the testicles of males, makes them sterile. Attacks their testicles. Okay? You're not hearing that in the media, but it's true. Now forget about the coronavirus for a moment, because it's a fact that the coronavirus, one of the things it does in males is attack the testicles. Okay? Let's get that. That's the coronavirus. All right? Now I'm reading to you. This is how you do research. You turn off the boob tube. The boob tube's good for something, but don't believe most of it. Turn off the boob tube, do your own research. I had to go around all kinds of fake news stuff on the search engine, and I found an honest report by Scientific American, which was published, I believe it's October 2019. Okay? And it's all about 5G and EMF fields. And then it warns. So this article printed in Scientific American in October of 2019, where everything I'm reading to you is from high-level scientists, okay? They're saying that one of the things that the coronavirus does, forget about the coronavirus. One of the things that 5G does, that's what they're talking about, 5G electromagnetic fields. The scientists are warning that one of the things that 5G does, this is written in October before the coronavirus outbreak, is that it attacks males, especially in their testicles, okay, causing sterility. So they're warning about this. So these scientists are warning about the fact that 5G does all these bad things to the immune system, including memory deficits, attacking the reproductive systems, attacking
putting increased cancer risk on people, attacking males in the testicle area, causing sterility. All right, now just think about that for a moment. That's the scientists warning us about 5G EMF fields. Now move forward to where we are now, just several months later, with the coronavirus, and we see that the coronavirus attacks all those areas too, including, notice including the male testicles. So one of the attributes of the coronavirus is it attacks males in their testicles, which is what 5G does. So now think out of the brainwashing box. Pull your mind out of that little shoebox of consciousness and look at the big world with all this information and say, what's the likelihood of 5G attacking male testicles and immune systems? And then mysteriously, the coronavirus does the same thing. Really? Really? Now, I'm not jumping to a conclusion. I don't have enough scientific information to jump to a conclusion. That would be a violation of the scientific method. But I have interesting facts that deserve consideration. Because to me, there's something rotten in Denmark. It's an old expression. I don't know what was rotten in Denmark. I have no idea where that expression comes from. I just heard it as a kid, so I'm repeating it. And I kind of like the sound of it. It's irrational, but I'll say it again. There's something rotten in Denmark. Something rotten, but I can't name it because it would not be good for my health. You know what I'm talking about. So, 5G attacks male testicles and all these things comes into the corona of the eye. Wow. And then we have the coronavirus with the same things. Is there a relationship between the 5G electromagnetic field and the coronavirus? I was talking to this very high-level person who's giving me information that wasn't released yet in the media just the other day, and he was talking to me about their concern about what they call accelerators of the coronavirus. And accelerators of the coronavirus could be any nutritional substance, any medication, any herb, anything you do in your lifestyle. It could be your nutrition, your diet. It could be anything, smoking this or whatever. I don't know. They were all the category of what they called accelerators, okay? Things that accelerate the coronavirus. And what he told me is that the reason that you had all these unexplainable deaths from the coronavirus, from like champion athletes and young people and people whose health and immune systems were like super strong, and there's no way they should have gotten the coronavirus and died from it. Yet mysteriously they did. And it was attributed to the fact that the doctors, the high-level doctors, felt that these people were perhaps there was something in their lifestyle or diet or nutrition or something that was functioning as, quote, an accelerator of the coronavirus, multiplying its power. And so one of the things that they were looking at and they were very concerned about was the over-the-counter painkiller that uses ibuprofen. I'm not going to name the brand name pill over the counter. People take it for headaches. They take it for arthritis pain. Okay. The actual chemical, most of you know what I'm talking about, is ibuprofen. But it comes in brand names. This is a very famous brand name. I'm not going to use it for obvious reasons. Okay. So ibuprofen, which is, I think, right now the number one over-the-counter pain reliever, they're looking at it because in many cases, it's functioning as an accelerator of the coronavirus. So the recommendation is to use acetaminophen. And I will name the big brand name of acetaminophen, which is Tylenol. Now, remember, Tylenol got in trouble because I think it was potential liver problems and stuff. So I'm not telling you what to do, and I'm not playing doctor. So don't go out and do something and blame me for it, okay? You need to check with your medical doctor. Find one who knows what he's talking about, or she knows what she's talking about. But in many cases, according to this particular person, the ibuprofen was functioning as an accelerator. So if it was me, well, I'm not going to tell you what I would do. You can draw your conclusions, and you'll know exactly what I would do. I wouldn't take something that's a potential accelerator of the coronavirus. I would switch to the other over-the-counter pain reliever if I had a headache or whatever. But this individual added that their research was not conclusive because sometimes what should have functioned as an accelerator in one person didn't do anything. And for some reason, with certain people, it did function as an accelerator. And they found these other kind of strange coincidences and things that sometimes a particular substance or whatever would be function as an accelerator in some people and it would slow it down in others. So it's a constantly changing dynamic. Now, the other thing was, does 5G, I didn't discuss this with the individual, does 5G function as an accelerator? We do know it harms the immune system. So, the scientists in Scientific American, here's the final paragraph of the article from Scientific American. The latest cellular technology, 5G, will employ millimeter waves for the first time in addition to microwaves that have been in use for older cellular technologies, 2G through 4G. Given limited research, 5G will require cell antennas every 100 to 200 meters. You know what that means? That means there's going to be a stupid 5G cell tower. It may be much shorter. It may be inconspicuous. But it's going to be every couple of blocks in neighborhoods. There'll be something that's functioning as a 5G tower. They intend to insert these 5G towers. They're not going to be as big as the normal cell towers, but they'll be inside neighborhoods and stuff. Well, they'll be all over the place. That's what they're saying, every 100 to 200 meters. That's very close. And then they say, 5G will require cell antennas every 100 to 200 meters, exposing many people to millimeter wave radiation. 5G also employs new technologies, active antennas capable of beam-forming phased arrays, massive multiple inputs and outputs known as MIMO, which pose unique challenges for measuring exposures. And then it talks about how it affects the immune system. Well, let me read it to you. Even short-term exposure can have adverse physiological effects in the peripheral nervous system, the immune system, and the cardiovascular system. The research suggests that long-term exposure may pose health risks to the skin, eyes, and the testicles, sterility. So, you know, there's a lot more about the dangers and tumors and all kinds of things. Cancer. I'm just speeding through the article. So what is this all about? Why? Why the risk on health? Okay, so we have a problem in that it impacts negatively the immune system. It's the whole thing of avoiding the coronavirus is not compromising your immune system. So, I mean, what should that tell you? It tells you that you've got to be careful. And why is the mainstream media not warning you of dangers? This is the Paul McGuire Report. We'll be back in a second. Visit paulmcguire.us. That's paulmcguire.us. This is the Paul McGuire Report. Just to show you how big tech
and the mainstream media control the flow of information and basically censor truth and lie to you, program you. I just read to you an article from Scientific American from prominent scientists, okay? But when you scroll down all the potential search results in the search engines, like 90% of the articles and reports are all lying to you. And let me give you an example. Reuters.com, Reuters, big news service globally. And look at the title of their article. False claim, 5G networks are making people sick. Wait a minute. Let's just get right into it. So this is from Reuters, a big news service. Ready? False claim, 5G networks are making people sick, not coronavirus. Facebook users have been sharing posts claiming 5G, not the coronavirus, is making people sick. The posts go on to include a list of various further claims that deny the reality of the virus and include various conspiracy-type arguments about the coronavirus. Now, I won't continue because somebody's lying. This article in Reuters, which is everywhere, and all the other articles that are being shoved in your face, are saying that 5G and coronavirus and people being sick is all a conspiracy theory. Okay? That's what they're saying. Well, let's contrast this article written by some hack, some disinformation hack. Let's contrast it with the article in Scientific American coming from 250 scientists, which are basically screaming at you and telling you that 5G is very dangerous to your health. Who's telling you the truth? But as you go through all these article headlines, this is Orwellian, this is how Big Brother works, this is coronavirus, fake news is spreading fast. Okay, so it's all fake news about 5G, huh? All fake news? You notice that they don't even mention the Scientific American article and the 250 scientists. They just say it's all a conspiracy theory. Here, monitoring BBC analysis, conspiracy theorists link coronavirus to 5G. Really? I just read to you portions from Scientific American, 250 scientists. These are not conspiracy theorists. Somebody's lying. You know who's lying. You know who's lying. The search engine is lying. The search engine is rigged. You understand that? It's rigged. It's rigged for the purpose of propaganda, to brainwash the masses into shutting their brains down. Okay? People are lazy. That's why they'll just believe anything they read. They won't compare and contrast. You got to think out of the box. If you don't think out of the box, you'll die one way or the other before your time. And don't say it was God's will to take you home. No, you died early. Now, it may be your fault, it may not be your fault, but don't glibly blame God. It's a cop-out. You have a responsibility. So, what do you do about it? Well, regarding 5G, you need to, first of all, be aware of it. For example, we deliberately chose to buy cell phones or renew the cell phone contract or whatever. But I deliberately got a cell phone. I think it was a year-old model or something. I didn't want the newest one. Why? I didn't want a cell phone with 5G capabilities for obvious reasons. I'd rather deal with slower internet speed. And does that make me protected from 5G? No, because wherever you live, unless you live in a very remote area, you're surrounded by people and surrounded by routers and surrounded by 5G towers, etc. So 5G is going to be
going through your house and all around you because of what your neighbors are doing or potentially what's coming from a satellite. There's 20,000 5G satellites up there. I talk about this in my book, The Greatest Battle for the Hearts and Minds of Mankind in the History of the World. Elon Musk and others have put up 20,000 satellites that can beam 5G. So what you can do, you can try an experiment. And you got to be careful because you're going to turn off things like potentially if you have them alarm systems or whatever. You might have to reboot your satellite thing if you have one. Well, one thing you could do if it was safe and you had a lawn in your backyard or something that was safe, you could sleep outside. You'll notice the difference when you're sleeping outside of your house because you're not wrapped in an electromagnetic frequency cocoon. In your home, let's just start with your basic electrical wiring, your basic electrical home wiring. You got a toxic amount of electricity coming from all the outlets, all the wires, which of course are in every room of your house. On top of that, you have routers for your whatever you're using Wi-Fi for. If you have satellite television, there are so many technologies. If you have an alarm system, I mean, there's so many technologies that you have in your house that you may or may not be aware of the fact. Your cell phones are all bringing in EMF fields. So if you turn all those off and you sleep outside, you will notice you will have a much more relaxing sleep, assuming there's not a lot of noise out there. You'll feel like this pressure is off of you. Another thing you could do, but you got to be prepared for it and do it properly, is you turn off the master power. And you could sleep inside your home. It means all the power will be off. Of course, that's assuming you're turning off your cell phones, etc. You will have a far more relaxed sleep because you're not being inundated with EMF waves. And then reducing the amount of EMF waves generating from your house is a good thing to do. Turning off stuff when you're sleeping. This is not new age advice that I'm about to mention to you. So don't go off half baked and misinterpret what I'm saying. I am not advocating new age practices. Okay. You have to say this because you have people who deliberately are looking are trying to take what you say out of context. So you always have to go over backwards, bend over backwards to make sure your communication is clear. How I found out about this was through a medical doctor who gave me a book at a conference. And this medical doctor was a strong Bible-believing Christian. And he was attending the prophecy conference I was speaking at, and he gave me a book about the importance of what they call earthing. Now, earthing is simply, to put it in its simplest terms, is you do what you can on a regular basis to ground yourself to the earth directly. Which means you remove your shoes and socks. You have your bare feet on the grass or the dirt. If your feet are not bare, it's not going to work. If your feet are touching cement or whatever, it's not going to work. It has to be bare feet, no socks, touching the grass or the dirt. Okay? Because that goes right into the earth. When you do that, you're grounded. Just like there's electrical wires in your house, you have a third kind of like prong, you know, like when you put in your plug, you'll notice that some of your plugs have two prongs or some have three. The ones with three, one of those holes and prongs is for the purpose of grounding. So that means there's a wire that goes from your electrical outlet directly into the earth at some point inside your house or outside your house, which you may not be aware of. the electrical wiring is going right into the earth for the purpose of grounding. Okay, so when you put your bare feet, or if you were to lie down and you were bare, you had nothing on your back but skin, and you put it on the ground or the dirt or whatever, then you're grounded. Now, you can experiment. You could do this for 20 minutes, 15 minutes. You do it on a regular basis. And what happens is the toxic or a good deal of the toxic electromagnetic frequencies that are floating around your body and brain, they, when you are grounded, when your feet, your bare feet are touching the dirt or grass, that discharges a great deal of the toxic EMF frequencies that are floating around your mind and body. It discharges it, pulls it out. It takes the toxic electricity and pulls it out, and frequencies, and pulls it out of your body and into the earth. And the earth has its own electromagnetic field. I think it's 40 Hertz Schumann resonance frequency. And Schumann discovered this frequency and started publishing about it in 1952, the Schumann resonance, which has the Earth's frequency, which can also be measured in theta waves. I think it's 7.83 theta. I would have to double check that. That's just from my memory. And the point is, the Earth's natural resonance produces a healing effect in the body, etc., in the mind, on natural frequencies that are, for lack of better words, revved up much higher. Like 5G operates at 60 Hertz or higher. The coronavirus, the viruses have frequency. It operates at 60 Hertz. You can measure food. You can measure all kinds of things, light, colors of light, colors. They all generate a specific electromagnetic frequency. Some are toxic, some are healing, some are poisonous and kill you. Now, where this gets distorted and why people call this New Age is you hear things like tree huggers and stuff. Well, I guess the idea is, I don't know, I guess the idea is that if you're touching a tree barehanded or whatever, the tree becomes a grounding instrument and it pulls out the toxic electricity. I suppose that's the theory. But along with New Age occultic beliefs, and you have to be careful, they're worshiping Gaia, Mother Earth. So for them, it's not simply a matter of the science of grounding the body from toxic electricity. It also involves the spiritual worship of an idol in the goddess religion. Gaia is a goddess, Mother Earth. So you're worshiping an idol. So as a Christian, you know, just because people in the New Age use electric toothbrushes doesn't mean it's New Age if you use an electric toothbrush. You understand what I'm saying? Science is science. So if something has a scientific benefit and somebody who's involved in the occult or New Age happens to use that, it doesn't mean everybody who uses some scientific method is into the New Age. There has to be clarity of thought here. So we're not worshiping Gaia or Mother Earth. And experiment with it. Experiment with it. Another concept to think about is when you're outside in the sunlight, you need your body, your biological system needs regular exposure to the sun. That creates the electrons you need in your body to be a powerful healing force. And it also produces vitamin D3, which is essential to your building up your immune system. So the best way to get vitamin D3 is through exposure to your skin and eyes to sunlight. No, that doesn't mean you stare directly in the sun. If you do that, you're going to go blind. It also means you don't stay out in the sun if you're at risk for skin cancer or have skin cancer, or stay out in the sun so long that you're burning yourself, which can produce skin cancer. Okay? We're talking about a safe amount of regular exposure, which is a safe amount. And you say, well, what is a safe amount? I don't know. You're going to have to check with a medical doctor and let that doctor who knows about it advise you. I can't advise you from just the top of my head. But there's two mistakes you can make. Overexposure to the sun can produce skin cancer. But you have to have some exposure to the sun to get the vitamin D3 or whatever. And these are ways of God's healing power. That's why he gave us, that's why in the Bible it talks about that God gave us the herbs of the field and these natural nutritional things to be powerful immune system builders. These are gifts from God. In ancient cultures, they didn't have to worry about grounding because they didn't have soles on their feet, on their shoes, that were made out of artificial material. They either were barefoot or they had leather, and leather will transmit toxic electricity and ground you. Now, they didn't have a whole lot of toxic electricity. I mean, they had like zero toxic electricity because toxic electricity didn't spread throughout the earth until we started playing around with electrical lighting, electrical fields, et cetera, et cetera. But still, they were grounded because of leather soles and bare feet. Now, with modern man, we have, since the proliferation of electricity with light bulbs and wiring, et cetera, we not only have the generation of toxic electrical fields, but we have now artificial soles made out of rubber and plastic type material, and they do not transmit electricity. So that they can't pull anything toxic out of you, can't be grounded. Anyway, something to think about. The most important thing that you can do is you constantly communicate to the Lord in prayer. Jesus Christ, you constantly ask him to protect you, to guide you, to heal you, and then you read his word, and then you listen to what he says, most often through his still, small voice, and learn to discern when the Holy Spirit is guiding your intuition. We're not talking about psychic intuition. We're not talking about ESP. We're talking about the Holy Spirit speaking to you through your inner man or inner woman, the Holy Spirit and the Word of God, guiding your human intuition, guiding that gut feeling, hearing the still small voice of the Lord. But growing in the Lord and maturing in the Lord demands that you discern the difference between spiritual error, spiritual deception, and when indeed the Lord is really speaking to you. But you've got to think outside of this box, man, because you're being programmed right now. The response, the suggestions, you have to filter them. You have to think about things. And then you operate accordingly. God bless you. I'm Paul McGuire. Visit paulmcguire.us. Take advantage of all the free resources. There are hundreds of pages of articles with illustration. I believe by now thousands of hours of the Paul McGuire Report archives for free for you to listen to. The Paul McGuire Prophetic Emergency Alerts on video, the Roku channel, all the social media platforms we're on. Spread them far and wide and feed yourself spiritually and in your mind. For God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power, love, and a sound mind. God bless you, your brother in Christ. And remember, pray always. Jesus said, pray always. Pray every day. Pray regularly. Pour your heart out to God, and he will lead you. He will guide you. He will deliver you. He will sustain you. and you choose to walk under the shadow of the Almighty. You choose to make the Lord your refuge, and you call upon him, you ask him, you talk to him like a little child. Hold nothing back. God loves you. He'll send his supernatural resources. He'll make a way where there is no way. This is your brother in Christ, Paul McGuire. Visit paulmcguire.us.